Now, we began with a key congressional committee having investigating the U.S. president, announcing that Donald Trump faces numerous allegations of corruption and obstruction of justice. House Judiciary Committee says it's hiring two outspoken lawyers who have urged Trump's indictment and impeachment. Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says that the investigation could prove a critical point in the history of the U.S. Moved by the Democrat-controlled House, could signal the committee does not plan to wait for special counsel Robert Mueller to complete his legal case against the president. Trump has repeatedly rejected allegations against him. Joining us now out of New York for more on the story is Sander Hicks, investigative journalist. Hello, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. Now, Mr. Hicks, you know, President Trump calls all these things a witch hunt against him. How do you interpret this? Is this a witch hunt, which he purports all the time, or is this really a bona fide, initiative that could lead to his impeachment now?
Yeah, well, I think actually it's a good thing for the American people that there are two new attorneys being appointed by a House committee. It's not a witch hunt. It's just due process of law. This is the most criminal president that we've had since George W. Bush.
So how far do you think this will go, and which one do you think will come out ahead, this investigative process or Mueller's quest?
Well, Robert Mueller has a bad track record. He presided over the 9/11 cover-up and the run-up to the Iraq War and all of the criminality of the deep state in America. So I don't have too much confidence in Mueller. But the House is now controlled by Democrats. The country is swinging to the left. A lot of progressives and democratic socialists now are able to win and hold elected office. There's more women, there's more minorities. We have Muslim American women in Congress now. So there's a new fighting spirit. So I have more confidence in the U.S. Congress as a representative of the people than I do in Robert Mueller.
But I mean, you said it's good for America, but at the same time, doesn't it kind of look bad when you have multiple apparatuses within the government trying to, you know, unseat and possibly send to prison a sitting president?
Well, no, actually, it shows that the process works, and it shows that America is a country of checks and balances, and that we don't give the president autocratic power. You know, we are led by an inner light and not from not a top-down authority.
Sander Hicks, pleasure to have you on the program. Out of New York, investigative journalist. Thanks.